Minister of General Education and Instruction of South Sudan, in partnership with the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, are taking extraordinary measures to ensure that refugee children are educated.
And the two have launched a new data collection and analysis tool aimed to help improve monitoring and planning of education programs for refugee children living in South Sudan. And the new tool is called Refugee Education Information Management System. And to bring us to speed about the significance of this tool and its implication on refugee education is Emil Sahakian, UNHCR's communication officer. Good morning, Emil.
Good morning.
And it's good to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, just diving in, what are the key issues that that the Refugees Education Information Management System seeks to address?
Well, last week, as you rightly mentioned, UNHCR and the Ministry of General Education and Instruction launched the Refugee Education Management Information System, which is a tool that allows us to collect data and analyze data with regards to the attendance, enrollment, dropouts, retention of refugee children in education. The importance of this is in that refugee children always remain invisible in the education data. Mm-hmm. So that tool is an attempt to fill that gap and to provide us with more reliable and concrete information with regards to how many children are in school and what needs to be done actually in order to ensure that all of them have access to education, because it's a child's rights to education.
Right.
Yes. And how many refugee children of school going age is South Sudan hosting?
South Sudan hosting around 60,000 refugee children, mm-hmm, that are of school age. But unfortunately, globally, if we take global statistics, refugee children are five times more likely to be out of school than non-refugees.
Any other child. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and only 61% of refugee children actually are going to school, as compared to 91% of non-refugees. And in South Sudan, the comparison would be, particularly for primary school, is that 56% of refugee children are going to school, while 68% of children of the host community are, mm-hmm, going to school. We can see the discrepancy, although, mm-hmm, it's not that stark,
yeah, mm-hmm,
as compared to the global level, but still we need to do something in order to ensure that refugee children are included into the mainstream education and continue to enjoy their right to education.
Yes, and particularly on this tool that the UNHCR and the government is launching, why is this tool important, particularly this time in South Sudan?
Well, as I mentioned already, this tool allows to collect data on enrollment, attendance, and dropouts of refugee children, as well as also understand the quality of teachers that are basically teaching to refugee children in classrooms. It also allows to understand how much the education programs that UNHCR is implementing for refugee children are benefiting host community,
mm-hmm,
because we know the problem is not only for the refugee children, it's also for the children, local children, and children from the host communities that are often out of school, drop out of school, etc. So we need also to understand the level that our programs for refugees are benefiting for children in the host community. And the data will also allow UNHCR to invest more funds and mobilize more funds, mm-hmm, in order to ensure that more refugee children are in school.
Right. So one of the objectives of this tool, as you mentioned, is to promote the inclusion of adolescents in the national education system. Just tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, basically what we are trying to do is not to create parallel education system for refugees only.
Right.
Our aim is basically integration and inclusion of refugees in mainstream schools where they could study hand in hand with the children from the host community. And that would promote also for peaceful coexistence, and that would promote also better integration of refugees in the host society. So I think the data that we will receive from launching of this tool will also allow us to tailor the programs in a ways that we strengthen the local education system and try to make sure that refugees have space, refugee children have space in local schools.
Right.
Yes. And what is that one action or policy change that the UNHCR would like to see implemented to have improved the current situation?
Well, I think the government of South Sudan and the Ministry of General Education and Instruction are quite supportive of the initiatives, and particularly the programs that UNHCR is doing in terms of the inclusion of refugees in education system. And I think the policies are more or less in place. And even last year, the for students, for example, if we take students, the tuition fees were equal to the ones that are levied from the local students, basically for refugee students. So I think, of course, there is a space for improvement, and we will be working with the government, with the Ministry of Education, on how to better include refugee children and improve the education of refugee children in South Sudan. But so far, we are happy with what is being done.